I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. We all know that life isn't perfect. In fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference. You ever wonder how to support someone who's struggling in your life? Here to talk with us today, Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties, to share some helpful tips about listening without fixing.
Real support often starts with listening, really listening. That means letting them talk without interrupting, without rushing to solve. When we jump in with solutions, even with the best intentions, it can send the message that their feelings are a problem to be solved instead of something to be understood. Instead of assuming, ask, "Do you want advice or do you want me to listen?" That simple question gives the other person control. It creates a safe space, and research shows that feeling heard can actually lower stress levels in the body. Imagine a teenager coming home upset after a rough day of school. The parent's instinct might be to call the teacher or to give a speech about standing up for yourself. But instead, they sit on the couch and say, "That sounds really hard. I'm here if you need anything." That moment of listening can make the teen feel safe, understood, and supported. Supporting someone doesn't have to mean having the perfect answer. Sometimes the best thing you can do is be fully present. Stay, listen, hold space. That alone can be life-changing. However, if we're listening and it turns serious, say someone says they're thinking of suicide, we have steps for that too. We want you to stay calm, stay with them, and take them seriously. You don't need to have the perfect words. What matters most is listening and connecting them to help. Ask directly if they're thinking about killing themselves, because asking won't put the idea in their head, but it can save their life. If they say yes or even hint at it, call or text 988. Or if there's an immediate danger, call 911. If possible, stay with them or get someone trusted to be with them until help arrives. If you want to be prepared to be the best listener you can be, think about taking a gatekeeper training. You can reach out to the Licking County Suicide Prevention Coalition to find out more.
Those are great tips that can really help support someone in your life. Thank you, Emily. And remember, no matter what life throws your way, small changes can make a big difference. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.